producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, if you're getting your nerve up, don't wait to the last possible second, right? Because then we run out of time and it gets frustrating and, oh, I know I'm whining. But we do have room for you, and we've got the better part of an hour together. And so I thought we'd finish up with your favorite compliment. Today just seems like a good news day, don't you think? It's kind of like that the most virulent, vicious hurricane ever recorded with the highest winds caused no death. Yay! I mean, that's really good. That's Mother Nature sort of saying, okay, I'm going to scare the living daylights out of you, but I'm not really going to take any hostages here. So that's good. There you go. We've also got we got compliments. There we go. We've got John and Tracy Stewart are studying an animal sex. Now, abused factory farm animals. What would be a factory farm animal?
Maybe
in
like
other
milk
countries?
Cows and such?
I don't know.
Let's read.
Because usually when you think of animals and factories, you think of turning them into food.
True.
So there we go. Apparently, there's a Bufflehead Farm located in Middletown, New Jersey. 12-acre nonprofit animal rescue sanctuary owned by John and Tracy, which will soon become home to dozens of cows, pigs, sheep, turkeys, and other animals rescued from factory farms. He's been an animal welfare advocate. He devoted a segment to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's refusal to sign a bill that would end the lifelong confinement of pigs in crates too small for them to turn around. Boy, that's... There's so many comments that come up. Until Chris Christie got thrown off a train for talking too loud. All right, so apparently, the idea being that that they're taking animals that are confined, or they figure that factory farming, meaning that the animals are basically not allowed to roam.
Mm-hmm.
So, Morgan Freeman turned his estate into a bee sanctuary. So that's
really?
Pretty interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah, bees. There's a new movie out about bees. Bees. There was one, the Sherlock Holmes one called Mr. Holmes, and part of that was about bees. So that was pretty interesting. Then there's a new movie out called The Wonders, which is about bee farmers in. I think in Paragord or something like that, which is, I'm having a hard time getting into it. There we go. But chickens, and I'm kind of mixed about it. When I was in Israel, they took me to this kibbutz that has cows, and the cows turn out five times more milk than regular cows. And all I could think of is, what hormones are you feeding them? But when you're in a strange country asking really... I mean, it's one thing for me to ask really rude questions in the States where people sort of tolerate me more or less. But I figured in a foreign country where I really don't speak the language very well or at all, that it wasn't a very good idea. So, but I did wonder about it. I said, how do you do that? Well, we're not sure. And the other story, which I really like, is the REI story, which REI is a really interesting company. I knew them when I was in Boston. Apparently, there's now one in New York, which has just come here. But they're giving their employees a day off, a paid day off, to go hike. And they're saying, we need to remind ourselves of the essential truth that life is richer, more connected, and complete when you choose to spend it outside. It turns out a bunch of retailers are sort of being closed on Black Friday. Staples is closing on Thanksgiving Day, something it did not do last year in order to give workers and shoppers a chance to enjoy Thanksgiving. Costco, GameStop, TJ Maxx, and dozens of others shuttered their doors on Thanksgiving. But I think it was last year, it was either last year or the year before, that I actually went to Costco the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday, and you could bowl there. It was fantastic. And the person I went with said, this is going to be a terrible mistake, and she made me get up really early to do it. But it worked really well because I guess people who are shopping for bargains are not shopping for food, or they didn't go to Costco at any rate. So REI, in case you just think of them as kind of a local, they have 143 stores. And they said to close them on that day, because these other stores are closing on Thanksgiving. I guess people go and shop on Thanksgiving. I guess anything That's to get crazy. Away from your family and the turkey.
Jeez,
yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. It turns out, and you knew about this, I didn't, that REI in particular has co-op, shoppers who pay a one-time $20 fee to share in the company's profits. And you're one of those, right?
Yes, I am.
So did you buy it because you thought it was a well-run company and you expected to make money on it, or did you buy it because you shop there and you figure it's kind of a return on your investment, or why'd you buy it? Why'd you do it?
Just because I liked the company and figured it'd be cool. It was wasn't very much money, and you do get a dividend if you buy a lot of stuff, so it's kind of...
Oh, you only get a dividend if you buy stuff on the stuff you buy?
Yeah, it's a percentage dividend on the things you buy.
Oh, see, I thought you got it, like, on the corporate profits, but it's not. It's just on yours.
That's right.
Oh, so you have to shop there for it to make any sense.
Yes.
And what percentage do you get back?
Can't remember.
Does it cover the $20?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I've bought hiking boots and such, so that has definitely paid off. Since, you know, I've kind of slowed down recently, but it did pay for itself.
Well, I like them because, first of all, the stores are kind of cool that they have, like, kayaks and they have, like, things that are set up to look like hunting, like, they have moose. I got asked about the moose story that we did last week. Okay, because I didn't see it. The story that we did last week about the guys who shot the moose. And they hadn't read the whole story, which luckily we do around here. And the guys actually called and admitted that they'd done it, and they're paying reparations. Billy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Good, Billy. How are you today?
Good, good. I've been a long-time listener, so I value your advice greatly. So I'm hoping you can help me out today.
Okay.
I was trying to understand better between being controlling in a relationship versus trying to help out your partner in a relationship.
Okay.
And I did the thing where I looked into it on the internet, and of course, try the first thing I shouldn't be doing. But it says, you know, how to telltale signs that you're a control freak, and things, if I could just name just a few, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, name away.
It says here, you believe that if someone would change one or two things about themselves, then you'd be happier. So you try to help them change this behavior by pointing it out, usually over and over. That the other one is you judge others' behaviors, right or wrong, in a passive-aggressive nature, and you're sitting in silent judgment is really a form of control, a master form of control. And then one that really kind of struck me that was interesting was basically presenting like worst-case scenarios just to influence somebody. You know, in terms of a certain behavior.
Okay.
So I think it's a fine line that I'm trying to understand is how do you explain or express in such a way where you're trying to, you know, provide, you know, your beliefs upon your partner, who's a very personal, you know, kind of intimate relationship. And then, you know, where is the line between control and offering that advice? And I guess not passing judgment.
Okay. Well, rather than going through the list to start with, can you give me an example of something that you thought was helpful and she thought was controlling?
I think whenever we differ in opinion and I begin to go on down that path very lawyer-like and then provide evidence of saying, well, I believe...
Can you give me a specific example here, Billy?
So just simply in different methods or different ways of doing something. I'm trying to think of an example, Dr. Joe. I know you love examples.
Yeah, I think we're just about to come up to a break here, so you may get a minute or two to do it. Because the more specifics, the problem is if we talk about in generalities, it's not going to be as helpful to you. So you get a couple minutes here to see if you can think of, and you know, maybe just the latest one. It doesn't have to be terribly indicative, but just one so that we can see what your various patterns are, because that'll help both of us a little bit. All right, put you on hold. Be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401k's IRA Savings and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Billy, who's got a very good question. He said, what's the difference about being controlling and sort of just being an interested party who's trying to help somebody to become their best self and to improve the relationship? And he went and looked it up on the internet, and he has 4 criteria. But I said, okay, we'll go back to that in a minute. But tell me, can you give me an example of something recently where she would have felt you were controlling and you felt you were just being helpful? Did you come up with something?
Yes. Yeah, I did. So I think we were on vacation, and she wanted to use her iPhone to take pictures, obviously very convenient.
Sure.
But I think in that particular case it was a phone, and I don't remember why I was necessarily against it, but we also had the camera, and I suggested that the camera was a better option to use to take pictures. And, you know, it gave her all sorts of reasons or what have you. But I think that was, again, that's an example. But
okay. All right. So let's look at that. What you were essentially saying is my idea is better than yours. How did it get resolved? Did we use the camera or the iPhone?
She used the iPhone,
All right. So what if let's just stay on that situation, which I know is not crucial, but it's helpful. What if he'd said, listen, I think that the camera takes better pictures, so how about you take pictures with the iPhone, I'll take pictures with the camera, and we can compare and see if there's any difference. Because what you're saying is, I have an opinion here, but we don't have to. Somebody doesn't have to be right, and somebody has to be wrong, and we can get some objective data, and both of us can look at it at some point.
Hmm. But I think
I can hear the resistance to that. Why is that troublesome for you?
No, it's not. I think you brought up a very good point, a very accurate one as well, in terms of my idea is better than yours, and I think that's something that kind of borders on controlling. I think it's that.
Well, it's not so much controlling as much as she's going to view it as disrespectful.
I see.
Okay? It's not so much controlling, but the notion is, I know better than you know. Which is, if you think about the ultimate example of I know better than you know, is a parent, right, with child, of, you know, put your jacket on because it's cold outside. And the kid says, but I'm not cold. And the parent basically says, put on your jacket. And that is controlling behavior. And the reason that it's tolerated, heavy italics, is first of all because of the societal notion that kids really don't know anything and parents know more than kids, number one. That parents know what's better for the kid, and because they're wiser. So and even small kids quite often object to that. And then we have adolescence, which says, no matter what you tell me to do, I'm going to do the opposite, even if it makes sense for me to do what you tell me to do, I'm not going to. So the other reason, in addition to what the Internet says about controlling behavior, is that it sets up a dynamic that's not very helpful in a relationship because it makes one person the parent and the other the child. And one of the things that we know that children do, all we have to do is remember our own childhood, is we get sneaky, or we get rebellious, or we get sullen. So, and the older, and not to mention you're dealing with a child who, and especially as they get older and view themselves as wiser, and we're temporarily ignoring adolescence, it doesn't allow the child to experience things on their own. Because if what the parent says is right, the kid hasn't learned anything. If what the parent says is wrong, it undermines the relationship. So in this particular case, even you might have said, she's going to say, I'm going to take it with my cell phone. You said, well, you know, I've got this cool camera. Why don't you take cell phone? I'll take camera. We'll see if there's any difference. Because in that moment, you were saying, not you're right, not you're wrong, but what if we have the opportunity to look at the data together and decide together, which is a much more respectful thing than saying, I know better than you know. Because even if you're right, She's gonna object to it because it makes her feel like you're treating her like a child, literally. And so that may be the mantra that we need to impress you with, is not so much the word controlling, because my whole thing is when someone says, well, they're a control freak, I'm saying you can't control somebody who's unless they're passive. And so what she'll become is one of two things. She'll either fight you on everything, which is what adolescence is, or she'll be sullen and she won't say anything. Which means neither of which are very helpful in a relationship between equals, which hopefully is what you're looking for. So instead of saying yourself, am I being controlling, saying, do I sound like your dad? Or do I sound like my dad? Okay. right. That's why I'm a psychologist. Okay. So that's number one. So let's go through your list, but I still think that we've probably already gotten most of the answer to your question, which is ask yourself, do I sound like a parent? And she can help you with this, and this might be a really fun thing for the two of you to do, to go to her and say, you know what, it occurs to me, that sometimes I sound like your dad or my dad. I'll tell you what, anytime I do that, raise your hand and I'll give you $20. But anytime you're acting like a little girl, you know, you're acting like a child of, gee, what do you think I should do with this? Or, gee, I forgot to pay the bills. Or, well, I didn't know it was going to happen. You have to give me $20. Because it may be the two of you have worked in this kabuki dance where she is sloppy or careless or irresponsible because she knows that you'll follow through for her. That you don't, the two of you don't want that at all. You do not want an adult relationship to be parent-child because it won't hold up.
Okay.
All right. So let's go through your list. Change. Okay. The issue about change. First of all, let me just give you something. As I realize I'm the wrong sex to play dad, but one of the things that I have to be very careful about in my life, because this is what I do for a living, right? People call up and say, "Will you please help me with this problem?" When I'm dealing with it in my own life, the first thing I say to somebody is, "Do you want to know my opinion?" Because they give my opinion, even they'll give my opinion more credence, and I'll give it more credence because of what I do. Okay, so it can become a trap in a relationship because even though the public at large and my friends as well. I mean, I was in a movie screening last night, and this guy comes in with a cast on his a bandage on his hand, and his wife says, "Will you look at it?" And I do, and so he's already. I mean, you know, I've already been put in that role of knowing more. So I have to be really careful about it. So I said to him, "Is that okay with you?" Because she's saying, "Look, he won't listen to me. I know more than he knows, but you back me up." And so I'm walking into the middle of a marital dispute. So the first thing I've learned to do just across the board, which I would absolutely pass along to anybody who's ever been called controlling, is, "Do you want to know my opinion?" Because I don't actually care about doing any of that. But once you're put in that role, people will dislike you even if they put you in that role. So just say, "Do you want to hear my opinion?" So number one. And number two, the word you use when you talk about change is repeatedly. If you said it once, they didn't hear it the first time. You can say it twice, but the third time, it's aggravating. So you never say anything the third time. And you never tell anybody something they already know. So that takes care of issue number one. The right or wrong, perfectly honest, sincere people can have honest differences of opinion. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back for the other two and then see if you have any questions, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
The SIG smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Billy, who's asking a completely relevant question, which is, what's the difference between controlling and just concerned, of wanting someone to be a better person when you see a different way of doing it? And one of them is asking somebody if they're interested in your opinion. And you have to be willing to tolerate them saying no. Because at that moment, you've already sort of made your point that there's an issue here. But if they say no, then the answer is no. And again, the issue, I think, about controlling is repeatedly. If you've said it once, person may not have heard it. You're allowed to say it twice. But the third time, they got it or they're not ever going to get it, and it's just going to be irritating. So you can remind yourself of that, and you can tell the other person, look, if I've said something to you more than twice, let me know, and I'll give you $20. And it'll break you of the habit, and it makes it a joke between the two of you as opposed to an arm wrestling match. All right, the right and wrong, as I said, perfectly sincere, honest, clever people can have complete differences of opinion, and you're allowed to agree to disagree, i.e. the iPhone and the camera, and then just, you know, say, you know, which you think is better, and you still don't even have to be right there. You don't have to say, ha, or I told you so. You could just agree to disagree. All right, so judgment. You know, I know we're all supposed to be non-judgmental. I don't know how you do that. I think, you know, human beings almost by definition have the idea that wow, that's great, or I didn't like that very much at all. The question is, what do you do with that judgment? And I think the answer needs to be, if it were up to me, I would do it differently, but it isn't always up to me. And I think if you can go into a situation, Billy, even with somebody that you know pretty well, of being curious rather than furious, that for example, if let's go back to the iPhone and saying that when you compare the pictures, that hers are all out of focus and the roaming charges or whatever, of saying, I'm just curious why you think that way. In other words, and you have to do it so it's not, doesn't sound patronizing, of saying, gee, you know, it just seems to me that with all the technology that have gone into cameras, that they basically take better pictures. But I understand that you feel completely differently about it. I would just be interested in your thinking about it. And if you can do it in a way that sounds curious, not furious, then you may learn something different. And she may say something as simple as, well, you know, it's all in one place, or I don't have to worry about it, or I don't look as much like a tourist, I don't know why I like it, I just like it better. But sometimes just saying to somebody, can you explain it to me, if nothing else, gives you some insight into their thinking. And getting back to the arc of what we're talking about before, of controlling behavior almost by definition says, I know better than you, of saying to somebody, gee, maybe I could be convinced if I understood, if I knew it better. So you're asking someone to explain, unless you're saying, I can't believe you'd really do that. What could you be thinking? I mean, that's not asking for an explanation. That's asking for a fight. But if you say to somebody, wow, that never would have occurred to me. Can you explain to me how you got to that point? First of all, how people's minds work are fascinating. And I mean, it's one of the reasons I love doing this show, is that you guys will take me places I never would have gotten to on my own, just because we're different. We're different people. We're different sexes. We're different ages. We're different backgrounds. We're different sensibilities. And for me, that's the fascinating. I've just been curious about something. All right, so the last being a worst-case scenario. You know, I think the world divides very quickly into people who are optimistic and pessimistic. And people, for ourselves, I think we should have all figured out before we decide anything, best and worst case scenario, so we know where our parameters are. For other people, it's going to sound like we're dooming them, you know, that we're setting them up to fail. So I think, again, I'm a great fan of worst case scenario when you're trying to figure out, should I move to California? Should I invest in Microsoft? Should I buy GMOs? Should I fast? I mean, I think each of us, for our own decision making, need to figure out why we're doing it, best and worst case scenario. But for other people, it gets back into the parent saying, Jack Frost will freeze your face that way. And it feels patronizing. And I think the word patronizing may be more valuable for you to think about than controlling. Mm-hmm. All right. So you know, again, it's one of those things that you hear me all the time say to somebody, well, what's worse that could happen? Or I'll walk them through it. But, and again, it's a kind of, I guess I would equate it with the stupid and cheerful. When other people, when we're dealing with other people, I think it's really important to be stupid and cheerful, to let them do the heavy lifting if they're trying to insult us. When we're dealing with ourselves, I think the cheerful part is fine, but we can't afford to be stupid in our own lives. So when we're talking about other people's lives, I think you can say, what's the worst that could happen, as opposed to this could happen. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can hear all of this, Billy, very quickly sort of devolves to the issue of respect. And that's why people get so angry, because they feel that they have been dismissed. Okay? That helps?
A lot of sense. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much for clarifying it for me. It helps a lot.
You're most welcome. All right? So just think, you know, am I sounding like a dad? The $20 will help both of you enormously, and she will be incredibly impressed that you were trying to change your behavior as opposed to hers. And just remind, you know, if the other sort of basic rule of thumb I would pass along to you is, if I were about to hear what I'm about to say, how would I react? And that works really well. That's why I said, not only do you sound, you know, to her like a dad, but did you sound like your dad? Because most of us learned that really early on. All righty?
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Billy. All righty, 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I was just phoning to tell you if you were interested in REI. I think it started in the Seattle area about years ago, because 40 years ago, I went and bought a pair of used boots there.
Huh.
They had new boots, but there was, my partner and I were taking a hiking course through the city parks department where we were going to go towards the ocean and learn proper hiking technique, and you needed hiking boots. So I bought a pair of used boots there. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. And anyway, that's what I know about it.
And they said they've been in business for 76 years.
Yeah, and it was about 40 years when I went and bought my used boots, and it was an old building near where the hospitals were located on Capitol Hill, and now they have a shiny new building with a climbing wall.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen some of the stores. It doesn't say exactly where they started, but I'd believe you.
Yeah. I think it was started there.
I'd absolutely believe you. Let's see what it says here. Recreational Equipment, Inc., 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They support conservation. 23 Mountain Climber Buddies. Doesn't say where. 100 best companies to work for. Well, it doesn't say those old Dickenses. All right, so there you go.
Okay.
It would be helpful.
It would be different. They can phone in.
Exactly. It just, yeah, and they've got all these sort of gorgeous pictures of it, but it doesn't say, where's Wikipedia when I need it? All righty, and they're closed. Somebody sent me an email saying, well, that PC Richards was saying, we want our families to be able to spend Thanksgiving, our employees to spend Thanksgiving with their families. And I said, yeah, but the point is that these guys are closed on Black Friday, not Thanksgiving. So, which is even more impressive, because that's, a lot of stores make most of their money, like half their money in December.
Right.
Let's see where it says. It just says climate. It doesn't say which. I can't believe they don't say which state. 1936, formation of a corporation. Do you know, there's a movie that has, I'm trying to remember what movie it is, where they, she just bought her boots at REI, and she gets blisters on them, and they said that they'll send her a new pair of, they sent her a new pair of boots. But all I could think about is how stupid do you have to buy a new pair of boots and wear them for the first time when you're hiking, as opposed to breaking them in.
Right.
So, all right. Well, Helen,
she should have taken my class, the class my partner and I took.
Of you don't buy brand new boots and go hiking in them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Even I knew that, and I'm not exactly. I mean, although I actually have a couple of pair of hiking boots, believe it or not. And I try. Folks, do not hike in sneakers. Everybody thinks it's a great idea. It's a terrible idea because sneakers are slippery. All right, and you will lose your footing. You'll be able to maybe go uphill, but downhill you'll blow out your knees. So don't do that. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, just FYI, Lloyd and Mary Anderson founded REI in Seattle, Washington, exactly as Helen said, in 1938. Their current headquarters are in Kent, Washington, which is nearby. They imported an ice axe from Austria for themselves, decided to set up a cooperative to help outdoor enthusiasts acquire good quality climbing gear at reasonable prices. Throughout the 70s, it identified itself as REI Co-op, focusing primarily on equipment for serious climbers, backpackers, and mountaineering expeditions. Jim Whitaker, the first American to summit Mount Everest, was hired as the first full-time employee and served as CEO during the 60s. In the 80s, the emphasis shifted toward family camping and branched out into kayaking, bicycling, and other outdoor sports. Clothing, particularly sports casual clothes, also became a greater part of the company's product line. The company is still a cooperative, providing special services to its members. The co-op moniker has been dropped from much of its literature and advertising as it solicits business from the general public, even if they're not members. There you go. Sally Jewell served as CEO of REI prior to becoming United States Secretary of the Interior in April 2013. $20 lifetime membership fee. pays a dividend check to its members equal to 10% of what they spent at REI on regular price merchandise in the prior year. The refund, which expires on December 31st, 2 years from the date of issue, can be used as credit for further purchases or taken as cash or check between July 1st and December 31st of the year the dividend is valid. So there you know. Now you know, Trev.
Yep.
There you go. You can buy return used damaged goods at significant discounts at the used gear sales. Discounts on rentals, deals on shopping charges. There you go. Adventure trips. There you go. 25%. You get coupons good for 20% off full price items. There you go. All righty. There's actually a store in Denver as well. So there. Not even messing around. That was not a paid advertisement. It was just information. All right. Let's go through and finish up our compliments so we end up today's program on such a positive note.
Yes.
All righty.
Okay, so this one comes from Margot, who says, anytime people have noticed my children's nice manners is a thrill for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's true. And you know, your kids having nice manners is a thrill for me. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Susie says, I was told my children, all grown now, have the best manners with great personalities and would one day grow up to be wonderful men. And they have.
Good. Manners are so important. They really are the sort of lubrication of social interaction. They're really important.
Yep. And finally, Irene says, my husband was whispering to me, wow, honey, you look great, after I walked down the aisle at our wedding. It may not be the words as much of the tone in his voice, one of my favorite parts of our wedding video.
Aww, I think that gives me goosebumps. There you go. That's it?
That's it.
I love that.
Yep.
All right. Well, folks, listen, let's just understand how much fun it was to hear compliments, you know, from other people or yourself. And so, all right, here's your assignment, should you choose to accept it, my cookies, which is to say something complimentary and sincere to somebody else today, right? Just offer a compliment. It can be to someone that you know very well. I mean, it can be in person, it can be in a phone call, it could be in an email, but it needs to be specific and specific to that person. You can't say, you're great, all right? It needs to be, because, I mean, look, it's always nice to hear someone say you're terrific, but hearing someone say you're a great mother or you are so good at telling people things they don't want to hear in a gentle fashion. I mean, try and make it as specific as possible because those are the kind of compliments that we hold to our own little bosoms and think, oh, that's really great. So, all right. And because they really do make a difference. And the magic about a compliment is not only does it feel terrific to the person who's hearing it, but it feels good to do it as well. So, all right. So, Trevor, compliment to you. You keep your cool under pressure, which is sometimes very valuable when you're working with me. You have kind of an upbeat personality, and you don't get rattled easily. You take the program seriously, but you don't take yourself too seriously. And most of all, you salivate when I tell you about new recipes.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. There you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. 65. Did I just give out the wrong phone number? I think I did.
That sounded right to me.
It did? 855-993-7665. I think I said 69.
Oh, my gosh. Now it's completely lost.
There we go.
I have
well, let's see. It's Dr. Joy. So, actually, it is 6. Because Joy is 569. So, I actually did it right. Then told you when I first started in broadcasting, I actually gave him my home phone number once. Because you know, look, this is seat of the pants kind of broadcasting, right? There are no cue cards. There was actually one of my colleagues who did not last very long in radio, and I'll tell you why. She used the studio that I used. I came in after she did, and the next morning I would come in, and there would be cue cards saying, "Hi, my name is." If you need a cue card on radio saying what your name is, you are in trouble, Sugar Plum.
Not a good sign.
Yeah, not a good sign at all. But the point being that she was used to a teleprompter. So, but, I mean, even I didn't use a teleprompter that had my name on it. I usually remember my name. But the problem about radio is there's really no place to hide unless you have a co-host, and which is not a terrible idea, but that's not what most of us do. So I would have been done okay when I said, when I gave out my home phone, which is not exactly what you want people to necessarily have. But then I said, oh my gosh, that's my home phone. You can get away with a lot if you don't underline it. But
right.
There are those people who went to grown-up broadcaster school and those who were in graduate school, where the idea of giving out your phone number on the air never occurs to you, never even comes out. So there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. There are a whole bunch of stories we didn't get to today, which is just fine. We will either look at them and decide that they are still relevant and talk with them again, or we will just let it go. The idea is that apparently in the International Space Station, people are not very good at housekeeping. All right, here we go. This is... Do we know what WTF in theory refers to, right?
WTF.
All right. You know what that refers to in theory?
Yes.
Okay. I think most of us do, which we're not going to say on the air because it'd soon keep my job. But supposedly there is going to be a collision or a near miss with on Halloween, which is this weekend, with a piece of space debris from the Apollo. And it's called the WTF. Its whole name is WT1190F. But I don't know. There's something sort of vaguely appealing about calling it the WTF, right? All right, we're not going to call it that. Well, you can call it anything you want. There you go. It's the first known piece to re-enter the atmosphere. So, folks, don't worry about it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.